Senior news analyst Daniel Shore says that elected officials should take an important lesson from the scandal surrounding Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Emails leave paper trails.
On March 13th, with the firing of 8 U.S. attorneys becoming an issue, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez told reporters, "I was not involved in seeing any memos, was not involved in any discussions about what was going on." To the intense embarrassment of Gonzalez and the White House, that was wrong. Twice in the preceding months, Gonzalez had been informed that it was going to happen. The second time, he approved the plan for carrying out the executions. Had there been a leak? Not exactly. The information was contained in email messages sent to the Judiciary Committee amid 3,000 pages of requested material. Communicating electronically is a convenience. It can also be a menace, as some have learned to their dismay. Former Representative Mark Foley was done in when some of his sex-laden instant messages to teenaged House pages got out. Super lobbyist Jack Abramoff, on trial for corruption, was damaged by emails documenting his efforts to acquire government properties. Recently, it was disclosed that some White House aides have taken to conducting their business using external email accounts. That keeps the traffic out of the White House email system. That means that it won't be automatically archived. It also won't be included when White House files are subpoenaed by the FBI or by congressional investigators. Congress is already wise to these tactics. Henry Waxman, the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, has already warned Republican National Committee members not to destroy any of the email sent from these accounts. But can email from these private files be subpoenaed too? Think of it this way. In a world of wiretapping and surveillance, why should email be exempt? This is Daniel Shore.